feeling empty. Stomach empty, no jizz. Oh boy.
It's getting closer now.
I'm getting closer.
You're better off without you. Right?
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Probably a little less twang.
All right, twang. not in the country cover. No. Hello and welcome, everybody.
Hot chicken. Hot chicken. Down the
kitchen. You know what's funny is I love that you brought that up like months after we had seen it.
Yeah.
Because it made me laugh so hard, and yeah. it made me kind of upset that you weren't as into it.
I wasn't?
And I was like,
originally?
That is so funny. No, not in the way that you are now.
Oh, really?
There was like, you might have been like on your phone or something during that part or something, but when he did it, I fucking loved it so much. And I started saying it, and it just like rolled off your back.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fact that you brought it back, I was like, oh, okay, you did.
Great.
Like, you did.
Yeah.
Like, it is funny. Yeah.
Hot chicken, tell me what you're missing. Kissing on a man while working in the kitchen.
Oh, there are actually birds in here.
Tell me what you think about this.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
I've been working on some music. Tell me what you think about this.
Yeah. That and the
hot chicken.
Can you believe this guy? Not my president.
Not my president.
So fucking good. Yeah.
Shut your butt.
It's a fun ass show.
Oh,
man.
My God. Yeah. That season was a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes I do that fantabulous, extra crabulous.
Ooh.
Shit. I don't.
Mr. Crabulous?
I don't know if. Yeah, there you go. I feel like I always flub it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the intro?
Yeah.
Now you did. The pressure's on.
Yeah, I can feel the pressure.
There's no way you're going to. Yeah.
It's getting closer now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
There's no way you're better off. Without I don't know,
the beginning, the intro.
I flubbed that up.
We're starting strong.
Let me tell you,
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
Wake up, sisters.
There. Even better.
All right. Well. Hey, hello and welcome to another rap-tastic, bombastic episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
As usual,
my name is Jacob Alenkuba. As per usual, my name is Jacob Alenkuba, and with me, as always,
oh no,
is the one.
Oh no,
the only.
No,
the Underwear Taker.
It's me, Casey. Hell yeah, they're the slat. Put some titties on that thing. Stoddard.
Wait, what was that? What did you say?
The earth is flat.
Oh.
Do you believe that the earth is flat?
No.
Are you a flat earther?
No.
Me neither. Yeah, I hate those people.
I'm a flat girther.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta
wide and flat.
Wide. Yeah. Does it look like your dick is on a... Oh, God damn it. I wish I knew those... The little slides that they put under microscopes.
Oh, okay.
They mash it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of the pennies that you get at like a zoo or something.
Oh, yeah. Then you put
you
it on there.
It.
Yeah, like
yeah.
that. That's
I
a
put,
good one.
I put my dick in one of those ones.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
So now it just says the Chicago Zoo on my big flat cock.
Yeah, football-shaped dick. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, usually when I tell people, they're like, wow, football-shaped. I got to see this. It must be huge. And I'm like, sorta.
Yeah.
I mean, you could write on it. It's college ruled.
Yeah. I like to, I mean, I know when you take your pants off, you usually say, go long.
That's just me wishing.
Yeah, and then you throw it in her mouth. Yeah.
Crunch down.
500. You ever, what was that game? 500, right? Where you chuck it in the air.
Yeah. What was the other way of doing it? Jackpot.
Jackpot, yeah.
Jackpot.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
or mystery box, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't there some bomb one or something, too?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you could be like, oh, 75, and then chuck it in there, and then, yeah. Or you can be like, jackpot or mystery box, and be like, you got minus 69 because I don't like you.
What bomb was it that you could yell? Turd bomb.
Turd bomb. Cherry bomb.
Chilies.
They got me.
Yeah, you're right.
They got me. The clown got me.
Yeah. Speaking of football dicks, though,
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Couple of football dicks. Ooh. Me and my buddy Tony are. I recently, if you follow me on Twitter, you've seen that I recently made a new Buffalo NFL Buffalo design for a new team, the Buffalo Dills. And
Who you and who else?
It's me and Tony.
Tony.
Oh, Tony the Crunch.
Cookie Crunch.
Cookie Crunch.
Tony
Campos.
Cookie. Yeah. Sorry.
Cookie Crunch. No, I'm glad you said something.
Lock of the week. We're going to get back on here one of these days.
I think it was, I don't know if it was a Christmas or a Thanksgiving. It was some shit where it was our old place out here and we lived super close to Tony. You weren't out here yet. And I went to his place. I went to his place and there was a football game on. So when's there like Christmas? There's no football games on, is there?
There's college football games.
It's usually, so Thanksgiving, there's like NFL, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
it might have been that then.
Lions always play.
But I don't know if the Bills were even playing, but I was just drunk and stupid, and I just thought of a silly thing. I was like, I want to make a shirt that says Buffalo Dills on it.
Yeah,
like,
that's funny.
Just because it's just a slight enough change that you got to like double take. Yeah, and I like pickles. I was like, I just think it'd be funny to wear pickles and see how long it takes someone to take it. Mm-hmm. You know, pickles, fucking pickles, Stoddard. it's raining pickles.
Best phone call of my life.
Oh, my God. So yeah, but then like a year and a half passed by and I just don't think of it. And it's like, it's in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And then I finally make the design and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make the pickle instead of the buffalo on it and stuff. And then I found a place that I could order blank jerseys. And so I made that sweatshirt first and tried it out and it's great. And then, I mean, it took me a while. Like I take that shit seriously. When I like remake shit, I try to make it look as close to the original thing, not be like, oh, this font looks similar. It's like, this is exact.
That's
what
good.
Are you laughing at,
dude? Watching that video and the pickles coming down,
oh my God,
was one of the it might be one of the hardest I've ever
I'm
laughed.
Upset he doesn't have that video anymore.
I think he does.
It's not
on YouTube.
He needs to put it out.
I'm gonna text him tomorrow,
at least I
want
to see
he'll text me back on March 3rd.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I think he has it, but I don't...
Well, tell him, ask him if he has that video in the middle of you ranting about something comedy related.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
then
perfect.
He'll get back to
yes.
you immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, buddy, love your characters. Also, do you have that video?
Yeah, there you go.
Where for 20 minutes, there's no graphics, and then all of a sudden, it just starts raining. Dude, when he showed me that, like, seriously, it was the funniest thing because...
No graphics at all.
Yeah. That was so funny. And he was so fucking mad. And God damn,
I trusted this guy.
Yeah, it
was, are you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you?
I said no pickles.
You shouldn't have trusted him. But man, it was honestly one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
Seen the video while you're...
Yeah,
he's was, got steam coming out of his ears.
Dude, he was
like a cartoon character.
Fuming. Fuming, and that made it even funnier because he was also like, because he was mad, but he was also like laughing,
right?
Because we're both just fucking
absurd.
Yeah, we're both like, who thought this would be a good idea? Just for no reason, for it to start raining pickles.
Okay, so this is very inside, but I think
so
I feel
funny.
Like we've talked about this before, but just in a quick recap for people that didn't hear the episode that we talked about it. If we did,
yeah, sorry,
one getting of our buddies.
Distracted.
No, you're good. One of our buddies commissioned one of his acquaintances' friends that did some video stuff. I think they shot like some shorts together and stuff,
yeah,
right?
I was involved.
I remember that. That was
I don't want to talk
about
that.
That was Beardless Stoddard.
Yeah. They were not
playing
good.
Scrabble or something.
Yep.
And so he had him film him at Grins one time.
Yep.
Probably when he was featuring for the first time.
Feature
or, like,
set, yep.
Yep. And so he had him... He had this guy record his whole set and then give him the video.
Yeah. So he could send this set
yeah,
to Booker.
That makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
Because that's the point of the whole thing is let me get a clip that I can send to Bookers that they can watch.
Yeah.
And based on watching it, can book me in their club.
Yeah.
And and so he gets the video back from this guy, watches it.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it, but from what I've heard, tell me if I'm saying this wrong or take over, but for the entire video.
Yes.
And his feature set probably, I'd guess around 25.
Yeah, 25. Yeah. 28, I think maybe.
Okay. Yeah, 20, like yeah, yeah. It yeah. fluctuates.
Yeah.
So throughout the entire first 20 minutes, it's just him. It's a yeah. normally yeah. shot
yeah.
clip of a guy on stage doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. As long as it doesn't sound like shit and it's not out of focus, you're great.
Not a great angle, but.
Not, yeah, it's hard. It's hard yeah, in some clubs too because yeah. they all have pillars yeah. sometimes yeah. and shit too. But
yeah.
Well, Grins especially has pillars. Yeah, it's
it was on that side table to the left.
Oh,
right
was it?
Right by the waitress bay.
Yeah. That's a hard one too because people walk by constantly and shit.
Yeah.
But so he watches his whole set. And then 20 minutes in, he has a joke about Vlasic Pickle Stork or something like that.
Yeah.
And as soon as he says the Vlasic Pickle Stork, these graphics of pickles just start raining down the screen. Just raining down the screen. How long did it last?
I don't know. I want to say there was a sound effect.
Was there?
I don't know.
I don't know. What sound effect would you use? It's just actual rain sounds. But
or just someone crunching on pickles. I don't know, but it was honestly one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
It led him to such anger and confusion that he called Stoddard
he and called
left a message.
And then I called him back, and then he's like, are you home? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm coming over. And he showed me it. And it was, I think I might have thrown up. I was laughing.
That's
so
fucking
hard.
Funny.
It was, goddamn, it was a fucking delight, man.
Yeah. But what, he left you a message just screaming,
yeah.
Fucking pickles, Stoddard!
There's goddamn, I can't send this out! There's fucking pickles on the goddamn screen! Oh, it was the funniest.
Fucking pickles, Stoddard!
Yeah, that's always stuck with me.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I can't send this shit out!
Yeah.
Oh. Alright, so that was that little quick recap. But,
god damn
it. It's good. It's
fucking
so good.
I'm gonna get
good.
That. Play that at my funeral.
Oh my god, I want to see it so bad.
Yeah.
I want to see it so bad.
It's got to be out there. It's in the ether somewhere.
I hope that if he ever does a video special, he does that just as a goof for that.
Yeah, like he plays it and then comments it on stage. That'd be
no, no. I mean, like his first special, he just says that classic joke just in one point, just to make it do that. and then just moves forward from there.
Oh.
And everyone's like, "Did you see this motherfucker's special?"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you mean the one that there's nothing.
Yeah.
And then it just rains pickles for 30 seconds, and then it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
that guy is great. Dude, he wants that. He wants that fucking Boar's Head sponsorship.
Yeah.
Bad.
Hey.
Yeah.
He says Vlasic in it, though.
Yeah.
Boar's Head isn't going to sign up if
double
he says
it over.
Vlasic. Yeah.
Boar's Head.
Yeah.
Boar's Head.
All right. So back to the Buffalo Dills. We stuck with the Dills, but back to the Buffalo Dills. I finished the design. I was really happy with that. I was psyched about just having the shirt because it's silly. And then I found those blank jerseys, and I was talking to my buddy Tony, and I was like, we should make jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll make jerseys for us. So I made one for him for Christmas, and I made one for myself. And his name was Tone Bone, and mine was OG Hot Dog Penis.
What number was Tony?
I can't remember. 13?
13?
Maybe. I can't remember off the tip of my dick.
You know anything of that number?
Tony. I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy.
Yeah.
He's 14.
It's no 69.
It's
I'll 14, tell you that much.
Yeah. And then I was 69.
Yeah, obviously.
And so I made these jerseys. I found these jerseys online that were perfect. They were blue and red, and with blue with like a red stripe, and it was just great. And I printed them. They look fucking so much fun. And we were like, shit, the Bills are playing for maybe the last time of this season.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And which they made the playoff for the first time in, 30 years
or
something?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
So we're like, we got to go to this, to go to a bar and watch this game because it's going to be bonkers.
Yeah.
So we go and we're both kind of tired and hungover and we're wearing our Dills gear and
you're at a bar at 10 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 9.
Yeah.
9:30 or some
fucking
shit.
Games start out really early.
Yeah,
out
I
here,
think it was
yeah.
like 9:30 or 9:40, but so we're there and there's a couple other Bills fans there, you can tell, and there's some Jag fans and
Bills fans are fucking nuts, man.
The Bills Mafia, man.
Yeah, they're crazy people.
Just butt fucking in the dead of winter out in the parking lot.
They're like, it's like two fucking trailers in a trailer park fucked.
And then they're always smashing each other on tables and just breaking tables. Look up Bill's Mafia, you guys, if you get a chance. There's so many. It's like White World Star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's
there
so
you
crazy.
Are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so we go. And I'd been talking to you and, like, my stepdad and some other people about it. And I'm like, I like this because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's it's simple. It's not, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's a fucking pickle. It's just funny. It's a fucking pickle.
Yeah.
And, but I was like, I'm curious how people who are passionate about their team,
people,
how they will take it. So, so we're there and we're eating and we're drinking and there's a bunch of Bills fans start flowing in and there's this one guy who's just head to toes Bills gear. Yeah. Looks like it's just a total douchebag.
Would you call him a Buffalo Bill?
I would. I'm pretty head sure his dick was, head to dick tucked between his toes or between his cheeks.
Yeah. Was he head to toe in another Bills fans gear?
Skin?
That's what I meant. Yeah. Not gear. Yeah. Fuck my ass.
Shut up!
There we go. That's me to my brain.
Shut up! He wasn't wearing a Buffalo pelt. He was wearing a Buffalo fans pelt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
But
smelt.
He had this crazy. He had this crazy gear on. He had Buffalo Bills sweats on and like a shirt and this hat and everyone was wild now and.
Nick Cannon was there?
Nick Cannon was there. Yeah, I know.
Wow, you didn't call me?
I didn't know he was a Bills fan either. But
well, you know how much I love Mariah, so I wouldn't have showed up.
Yeah, I know.
Showing
you
up.
You picked your side.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going with Mariah.
I picked my side. Yeah. Here's your side.
So
that's Bill Ingvall being a waiter.
Here's your side.
He forgot something.
Yeah, here's your side. Here's your $2 side of sour cream.
Oh, my God. I'm going back there. I'm going to raise a ruckus.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But so we're at the bar, and it's fun, and it's whatever. I have the waitress take a picture of us, and she doesn't seem happy about it, but I'm like, it's 9:40 in the morning. I'm sure she's not happy that she has to be there, period.
Mm-hmm.
But then we keep going. We're having fun, and... everything starts getting a little rowdy and there's this guy that's sitting, we're at a booth and then there's like a barrier, almost like a half cut wall in between us and the other guy. Did you hear something?
You hear that?
No.
It literally just stopped.
What was it?
It was like, yeah, it literally.
Like a siren?
Yeah, it's like legit, like just stopped once you took your headphone off.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know, I didn't hear it.
It was really bugging me. Yeah, great timing.
Yeah, this story is way longer than it should be.
Sorry,
you're fine.
I got distracted.
So this guy reaches over at one point. It's the crazy guy.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Hey man, so what's hot penis mean?" And I was like, "OG hot dog penis." He's like, "Yeah, what is that? What's that? Like your nickname?" And I was like, "Yeah." Yeah, it is. And he's just like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, man. All right, cool, bro. And I was just like, okay, can I go back to eating my fried pickles now? Like, that was the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I think he was expecting, like, a story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, everybody, and that's the thing out here, too, I think, and just in general, but everybody expects there to be, like, a long story to something, like, hey, so what's the deal with this?
Yeah.
And you're like, my appearance?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, why are you doing that? And it's like, I don't know, because I thought it was neat or I thought it was fun. I don't know.
You should be like, listen, buddy, you know, you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
You know, hot dog penis. I mean, you know, like when someone has a name on the back of their jersey, it usually means something. So like, fuck off.
I was like, it didn't say like Titanic the movie or anything.
Yeah.
there wasn't like a riddle written on the back of it. Like, what's the answer to that riddle, bro?
He was probably like, I'm going to fucking, you know what? This guy looks like he's going to be famous. I'm going to get like one of those stories where it's like, I fucking talked to this guy before he was famous at a fucking bar. Yeah. And I was like, what's OG hot dog penis? And then he looked me in the eye, and then we kissed.
And he gave me a $100 bill.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know.
You're going to be in my next movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to think of that. There's like a really iconic football commercial back in like the 70s or 80s where like this.
Super Bowl Shuffle?
No, it was like a Mean Joe Green.
Oh, where he throws his jersey.
Yeah, I don't know what he says, though.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm going to go have a Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Coke commercial. That's all.
Yeah, he's like, what does OG hot dog penis mean? And I just take my jersey off and give it to him. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
It's your name now.
I'm Mean Joe Green Weenie.
Yeah. I'm Mean Joe Ween. Yeah. But it was just stupid. And I also, I think, was on a bit of the defensive because I was not ready to get with somebody about disrespecting their team or whatever the fuck was gonna happen. But nothing happened. Like, they had fun, we had fun, we had our gear on, and I was like, well, I want to get a couple of pictures at least. So then we go outside and there's some people on like that front porch area.
Oh yeah.
I try to ask this guy who's on his phone texting, was like, hey, man, could you take a picture of me and my buddy? And he just doesn't look up.
Really?
I was
wow.
Like, I was like, hey, could you? Okay. And then as I looked to the guys that I looked to a couple guys that are talking. I was like, hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. Would you mind taking a couple pictures of my buddy and I in our gear? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And so he takes some photos and we're like posing and Tony's like screaming his lungs out. And
he's jacked.
He's jacked up on the dills and he had too much brine.
Yeah.
And the people taking the pictures are laughing with their buddies and they think it's funny. And I get the phone back and the guy that was texting looks up finally and is like watching the whole thing. And then he's like, so what? Like, you guys even Bills fans? And Tony's like, we're Dills fans, baby. Go Dills. Like, woo! And like yelling and shit. And I was like, yeah, man, we're Dills fans. And he goes, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But like, are you Bills fans? And we're just like, all right. And just like walked away.
Yeah.
And it was a real cunty thing.
Listen, I'm Mr. Irony. I get everything.
I get it.
Yeah.
You should have seen the tweet I just wrote while I was ignoring.
Yeah.
While I was. Just ignoring you right to your face. Yeah.
All my tattoos are sarcastic.
Yeah.
I get everything,
Let
buddy.
Me tell you a story.
Fuck you.
It's, well,
what
honestly,
a fucking asshole.
It was like that with the way the guy asked the name on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like he was asking me, what does your tattoo mean?
Yeah.
Which I fucking hate too.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it. I usually make something up or I'm like, I don't know. It's personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really funny. I was like, why are you so mad? No, I get it. I was like, I don't think you do because there's nothing to get.
Yeah.
It's a fucking pickle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pickle.
It's a fucking pickle, Stoddard.
Which is honestly, I'm glad that you brought that up because it's just so silly and ridiculous that there's no reason to get upset about it. It's fucking pickles, Stoddard. Yeah.
Pickles are cucumbers that sold out.
Yeah,
hey. they sold their soul to the devil.
I don't think they did sold out. I think
his name is Dill.
Alcoholic cucumbers.
Mitch Hedberg. Yeah.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
Is that a Hedberg joke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. No, it's fucking. Why would you get some? Like,
it's
why would
pickle.
You get mad? Yeah,
yeah.
It's funny. I think if I saw that, I'd be like, I don't know. I like sports.
And it's something
like,
that
if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, that's really funny.
At.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what's funny is we walked away from him and we're standing in front of these windows where people were sitting and this lady inside was at a booth with her friends dying. Like, dying. She just has her camera up laughing.
Oh, you
up,
guys?
Like,
oh,
taking
that's
pictures
fun.
And
yeah.
shit. And
yeah.
She was like giving thumbs up and everything and we're posing around and being maniacs. And I was like, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be silly.
Yeah.
It's silly. Like, why can't shit be silly anymore? Yeah. I'm not going to get into it too long, but it's so absurd to me that something can't just be silly.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's not like you guys weren't like running around like, look at me, Dills, not
exactly.
Bills. Dills.
Yeah.
You know that fucking
we weren't shoving
Destiny
it.
Child song?
Yeah.
Not Bills, Bills, Bills.
Dills,
motherfuckers. Kill me.
This is my religion.
Yeah.
I'm going to dill myself.
We're just having... Yeah, I'm going to dill myself.
Seriously.
That's what a cucumber says. I'm going to dill myself.
I'm going to go dill myself. That's it.
There we go.
He just drowns himself in brine. But that's honestly... I don't know. There's a lot of times that I feel like that where people... I think it's people's like defending... It's like a defense mechanism in a way of them being like, I don't get it, or I have to get it. And it's like, there's nothing to get. Like, why? I miss that shit where it's like, why are you guys doing that? And I'm like, I don't know, because it's silly. Oh, cool. All right. See ya. That's
it.
Exactly. Like, can't that be enough?
Yeah. Nope. Not anymore. Nothing's fun.
What is that for, like a movie or something? No, it's it's just a silly thing I like to wear. So now I have a jersey and I have two sweatshirts. So we'll see. We'll see how it continues from there. But it was fun. But I just love the
I
get it.
No.
Well, and it's funny because it was honestly
it was honestly
just that one guy.
Yeah, what a fucking dickhead, man.
I am curious. He wasn't wearing any Bills gear either. Just a cunt
what
hanging
do you
out on the front texting or doing
no one
whatever
fucking
he was
hangs
doing.
Out on that fucking pad. The only people the last time the people who hang out on that patio are trash.
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
They're either trash or they're smoking.
Yeah. I saw, like somebody get into...
You told me.
A guy got into a fight with a homeless guy. A guy sitting on the fucking patio got into a fight with a homeless guy. Like, a regular. Like, when they were fighting, they're like, is that Bob? Oh, no. And I was like, fuck. Like, you're that much of a dickhead that you're going to fight a fucking homeless person?
So dumb.
Jeez, at 4 in the afternoon?
It's so stupid.
Fuck off, dude. Ugh.
Yeah,
I love that place. Otherwise,
no, I really enjoy that place, Barney's Beanery. It's good. It's a good time. They started following me now.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I was gonna say they liked like a fucking post about the podcast.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Shit.
It might have been either Barney's or a restaurant that we go to.
Oh, okay.
So I usually like look at them like, oh yeah, I wonder who's liking them.
Well, there's this one place that I'm pretty sure has
it was Thick and Tasty's pizza.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. I've ordered from them.
They
it's pretty good.
They only like and follow I think they like every post, but I'm pretty sure it's because there's like a hashtag in our post that it's like a bot.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because they follow and unfollow us all the time. And that's what those services do.
I'm not going to buy any more of their pizza.
Yeah. They'll add you. The service will do something where you can put in what hashtags you want to either like the post or comment, filler things. I can't think of the word that I'm looking for, but just like, what's the word for that? Like, typical statements or something where it'd be like, that's why you'll get comments on shit where it'll just say like lit or like,
oh,
keep up the good work
or
this looks neat or something. Yeah. And you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But they'll follow you and it'll stay following you for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's long enough for you to see like, oh, someone followed me. I might as well follow them back. Well, then their shit deletes it again.
Yeah.
So then they get more followers and they don't. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
The whole thing is a lie. It sucks. I looked into it so much because I was trying to get more followers from Moist to get more sales.
Yeah.
And it's all fake shit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. And you can pay to do that thing. But then you see people who have like, even in a small aspect, you see people with like 5K or like 10K followers and you're like, holy shit. But then you look at their posts and like, 100 people like it.
Yeah.
And you're like, that it's because most of your followers are bullshit. Like,
yeah.
But then there's a ton of shit in this business where you go places and if you don't have enough followers, they look down on you because of it.
Yeah. It's
like, oh, you don't have a big enough presence. That means that if we book you in this club, no one's going to come in and see you.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this person with 10K bought 950,000 that 9,500 of those whatever. I'm a fucking retard.
No,
it's all a lie. It's all shit.
It's the dumbest game.
It's so stupid.
I don't want to be a part of it.
No.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It's I don't know, whatever.
Speaking of not want to be any part of it.
There you go.
Any part of us.
Not even a fart of us.
Oh, not even a Jimmy Pardo of us.
Oh, you know what
I'm never not coming is this next segment.
Yeah.
In. You got to take over.
It goes a little something like this. And I saw her and she was fine. Yeah. And I was like, maybe make her mine. Yeah. And she was like, who the fuck are you looking over at my stinky ass shoe? And I was like, no, I'm not looking at your shoe. I wanna fuck you. Would you fuck me? And she was like, no. And I was like, please. And she's like, no fucking way. I wouldn't fuck you. I'd rather fuck some geese.
Gah! That's not a goose.
Gah! And then a goose flies by the screen on the video.
Yeah. What is good for the goose is not for us meanders.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope I die.
Cander.
Yeah. Sure. I can't wait to die.
Dander. Oh, I can't wait.
Head and shoulders. Dandruff. Shampoo. This first one fucked me. You all know her. We all love her. Parker Posey. Right?
Yeah.
Parker Posey.
I know Parker.
She's great. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I parallel parked in her posy.
Ooh, ring around the rosy.
Parallel parked my dick in that posy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ring around the rosy, park that dick inside her posy.
Ashes, ashes. I will not. We all
bust
fall.
A nut.
We all bust the nuts. I don't know. We all fall down and we're gay.
Ashes to ashes, bust a nut, and we all fall down. How does that go?
That song was about
ashes
the Black
to ashes,
Plague.
Ashes, dust to dust. I just mixed two different
ring
things
around
up,
the
right?
rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Oh, yeah. I mixed a different thing up.
Yeah. Oh, ashes, ashes, dust to dust. That's from the Bible.
Oh, here we go. It's ring around the rosy, parked inside her posy.
Yeah.
Ashes to gashes.
Ooh.
I will go down.
Ooh. I will fuck a man.
I will. Hey, it all rhymed, and then
gashes. We all fuck men.
Hey,
I don't know. Sure. Yeah, no, that's good.
Oh, that's the full one.
Oh, that's the 30-second one. Yeah. Yeah, that song is about the Black Plague.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's sad. It's crazy that it's so whimsical.
You don't think of the Black Plague?
Tell me. Come harder just because. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we all do.
That was one of the symptoms of the plague. Because he would just come harder just because. It's like, was he fucking something?
Come harder just because.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Slap.
Splat. Splat. That's where it just goes splat.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he just came harder just because. Or he just came harder. And it's like, was he jerking off? No, just because. Just because. Oh, well, that boy got the plague.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
And,
exactly. That's how you cure it.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to fuck.
Yeah, you got to stop. You can only come. All right.
We get it.
all right. This first one, fuck me, is Walton Goggins Jr.
Oh, God. What a fucking hero. And he's a man and a half.
And I don't know if I should just say it's him or him from Sons of Anarchy when he's a tranny.
Oh.
But either way, Walton Goggins Jr., he wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was Avril Lavigne.
I like that.
And I wanted to write a lot more on him, and I'm just going to. I'm going to do it later.
He's so good.
I just want to do that. I love Walton Goggins Jr. so much.
Yeah. Not even if you were a dusty old queef?
Yeah. I was going to say, not even if I was Raylan Givens as I live in queef.
Ooh, there you go. Something not even if you were Raylan's giving it to him.
Oh, not even if I was Raylan his giving it to him. Yeah. All right. I like that.
Arlo. I don't know. Yeah. He's great. I love him to death.
Check out Vice Principals if you guys haven't. He's funny as shit.
And Justified.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last one is Samuel F.B. Morris. Morris. Yeah, it's a man. It's a man. And
is that a man?
Is that a man?
It is a man. It's a man.
I don't discriminate.
Hey, I didn't. I just man to man.
Yeah, man to man. Sometimes you gotta fuck Amanda, to feel.
Sometimes you gotta fuck a man to fuck Amanda.
Yeah, to feel whole.
That's spoken like a true asshole.
He disagrees.
Yeah.
Was that clever or really stupid?
What?
Sometimes you gotta fuck a man to fuck Amanda.
I like it.
You gotta say
like
it fast.
Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta fuck a man to fuck Amanda.
I'm into it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna start saying it.
I know.
All the time.
Yeah. I know how it goes if you want to fuck Amanda Bynes.
Hey, that's what she says.
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, have you fucked a man yet?" And I'm like, "Have I fucked a man?" Only.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've been preparing for years.
She's like, "All right, get in his butt.
Amanda, 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 show me your pussy.
Amanda, 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 too fuck."
Ooh, there you go.
All right, sorry, keep going.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry, we keep getting off.
Samuel F.B. Morris. Morse. Yes. Morse. Yes. Morse.
Gotcha.
He wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave him, that translates to, I gave him my Morse chode.
Oh, that translates to chode?
Yeah.
Nice.
Morse chode.
I like that. I like how you said Morse so many times. I was like, here comes Morse.
I was saying Morris. In my head, I thought Morse. I was saying Morse.
Morse.
Yeah. You guys get it? The guy who invented Morse code?
Oh my God, he on X Games mode.
Exactly. No, it was good. Yeah. Yeah, the guy who invented X Games mode. No.
Hey.
Morse code.
Oh, I'm
and
into
also,
it.
And also,
even that fat one. God,
yep.
Yeah, he was talking about that. That was about my dick. Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, I'll fuck. Yeah,
I'll fuck all the dicks in this room."
Even that fat one.
I really like that too much. I like that.
I like a really confident girl. I'll fuck all the dicks in this room.
Even that fat one.
Bring it on. Yeah,
I can take it.
Yeah.
I've been all right, working out.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
Oof.
Yeah.
All right. All right, last one here is I'm gonna say Shelly Hennig. I'm pretty sure that's how you say her last name. H-E-N-N-I-G.
I don't know who this is.
Shelly Hennig. She was in one episode of Justified. But she was also in a movie called Unfriended.
I saw that.
It was that horror laptop.
I kind of liked it.
Flick, yeah. She was in Ouija.
Oh.
And she was also in Zack Stone is Gonna Be Famous. I think she was the girl that he liked.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah,
dude, she's in the new Insidious Skeleton Key or whatever it's called. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like her.
I think it's her. All I saw was that she was in Zack Stone is going to be famous, and then
is she blonde hair? Is she a blonde?
I think so.
A blonde. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look her up. Shelly Hennig. H-E-N-N-I-G.
I almost made her. What fuck me when I was working on that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So Shelly Hennig, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was hung friended.
Ooh.
You know, like.
I know.
Even that fat one.
Even that fat one.
Shelly Hennig, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was light as a feather and stiff as a board.
I'm into that. I'm into it.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if we G's together.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, if we came together.
Nope. Come harder just
because. It's not her?
No, she's in it, but yeah, she's not the main girl. The main girl is also in Insidious.
The main girl from Zack Stone that he likes?
She's like the neighbor.
But the one that he has like the crush on, that's Shelly Hennig, right?
Yeah. I just misunderstood what you were saying.
No, you're good.
Yeah, this girl, Caitlin Gerard.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. She's in some other horror movie too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'll buy it with a $5 bill and you know, two hot dogs between my butt cheeks.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, we're at that point the episode we're a long ways in.
Yeah, we are.
Joke of the Gay. So we're going to make this quick, maybe. Yep.
Yeah. Mine are both quick.
Mine is shit.
Yeah, they aren't great. one of them, I don't know. Neither of them, I don't think, work very well on stage. I think they're better suited for different venues or outlets, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
First one, I'll just rattle them off. First one, I don't even have it set up. It's just Shirley Temple Grandin. It's a drink that's ginger ale, grenadine, and served by someone who has autism.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one, I think this one like could be like a short video, but it's like a character where it's a creepy doctor, and he's like trying to explain to a woman how they're gonna tie her tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And he just puts a cherry stem into his mouth and he like ties it with her tongue and then he pulls it out and he's like, that's what we're going to do to your tubes.
I like that.
So yeah.
That's fun.
That's all. That's all I got. Both fucking gold. You're right.
All right. I mean, I that's what I was going to say.
Should be selling out arenas forever.
Should be raining pickles.
Yep.
Boink! Oh, that would get me.
Boink!
All right. This one's bad.
That's fine.
My stepdad told me once that growing up, he wasn't allowed to be depressed.
Wow.
His exact words were, I couldn't talk about killing myself or my dad would have killed me. And, he thought he was being funny, but, I just thought he missed out on a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Falls a little flat.
Nah, I think there's something there.
Yeah.
Could be, I think his dad said he was going to kill him, and he missed out on the opportunity of fulfilling his dream, or his dad actually like coming through for him.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, and then make it like that, too. Okay, I like that.
My dad could have actually came through for me once.
Yeah, instead of came into me.
Yeah.
Bing.
He could have came to my fucking my softball game and hit me with a bat.
Daddy wasn't there.
To change my underwear.
All right, this one's really...
Oh, I'm hurt!
This one's really dumb.
I hate myself.
I'm gonna change this up from what it says.
That's okay.
But it's like the phrase, if these walls... I guarantee this has been done before, too. The phrase, if these walls could talk, was definitely not come up with by a Jew.
Yeah.
It says, if these walls could talk, was never said by a Jew hiding in an attic.
Oh, interesting.
Because then it would, you know, there's Jews up here. I don't know.
What if
really bad, really bad.
What if
joke.
Instead of the vagina monologues, it was called If These Walls Could Talk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's all.
I like
that's
that.
That's all I got.
I just, yeah, it's I mean, it was written down and it's just not a, I guess it's not, it just falls flat. It just falls flat.
No, I like Jew jokes. We all do, I think. I don't know.
I thought I had one here. This one's so stupid. It's not even finished.
Oh, it's fine.
But
I
it's
like
just
those.
Like, I drank a lot of milk growing up because once my dad told me that it would give me big, strong boners.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that's it. And then there's like ways that you could tell that I'm trying to make more lines after it, and it just none of them make sense.
Yeah,
it's like a, you can tell like I started something, but I couldn't think of another funny punch to it.
Yeah, didn't give me a lot of boners, but I did bust a lot of nuts because I drank almond milk.
Oh, there you go.
That's stupid as fuck.
So silly. Either whatever. It's not great. That should have been a Notepad reject, I think.
Oh yeah.
But
we've all been there. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways.
Oh my god.
Exactly. I hear you.
Oh my god, I need to write more because I'm
me too.
Just really not happy about these jokes of the gay.
Oh, it's fine.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick 15-second break with NFL IHOP commercial.
Watch this.
Nice hands, Larry.
IHOP's got NFL with an all-pro lineup featuring AFC and NFC stuffed French toast.
Ooh, you've been stuffed.
Stuffed French toast.
Quarterback stuffed.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and look that up on YouTube. It's Larry Fitzgerald IHOP.
I think all you have to type is IHOP Larry.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't play for the Buffalo Dills, but
yeah,
man,
unfortunately.
The look the guy gives in the fucking commercial.
Oh, it's so funny.
After he does the nice hands, Larry, is it fucking cracks me up.
And you don't expect it at all because it's just this weird, her throwing plates at this dude and he's catching them and putting them on the table. That's what all those spank and slap noises are.
Spank.
And and then it just cuts to this guy who just goes, nice hands, Larry. Yeah.
A large man. Yeah. Large
you
march.
You can have the pussy, just save me the how.
Yeah, we haven't played that yet. That's a mistake. Yeah.
That's what I said last time I was at IHOP.
Yeah.
They were like,
oh, fucking hate Denny's, bro.
Hate Denny's, bro.
Boy.
Boy. Boy. All right.
Boy!
Oh, nope. Well, we are.
Whoa. Big cans on this queefer.
That's what I meant.
You got to hit that one once an episode at least.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, we're going back to something we haven't touched on in quite a long time.
And, which is surprising because we have so many of them.
Yeah, I mean,
God,
I think
Holly
it's just because,
weird.
I think it's because we haven't been to that storage unit that we have.
Oh, that's true.
Boxes and boxes and boxes of them stored at.
Yep.
Of all of our cold opens that we've written for television shows.
Yeah, I like to call them gold opens.
Well,
personally,
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I know that's what the poster that we made says.
Handle this with care. This is gold. Cool. Gold, buddy. Gold opens.
It's one of those fragile stickers.
Yeah,
it's just gold. What? These boxes are heavy. What is this filled with? Gold.
Gold. I think it's just paper. No, gold on the paper, bro.
Mm-mm. No.
We
gold edges on that paper? No, just straight gold.
Yeah, straight contact gold. Yeah.
But so we were over there the other day and we grabbed one each that we want to share with you guys.
Yeah.
From shows that we wrote the
there we go,
cold
perfect.
Opens for. So did you want to go first or second?
I don't care. What do you feel like?
I can go first.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay. You can go first.
Yeah, let me pull it. I gotta grab my fucking.
Mine's fucking. I mean, it's cold. We've all been talking about. It's cold.
But I don't know. They're just. I don't know if they're not selling. They're definitely not selling because they're not good.
I have a theory after we both finish as to why.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Shit, I should have printed this.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you gotta hold the laptop.
Yeah, it's all my laptop. I'm just holding it. Oh, my baby. Oh. I'm going to fuck this up just because I got to hold this fucking laptop.
Oh, my glasses.
Oh, I can't see a thing without my glasses. Okay, so.
My eyes are better than two.
And mind you, this is red in my voice.
Yeah.
It should be red in somebody else's.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see who in a minute, but So here it is.
Let's hear it.
This program is about unsolved mysteries. Whenever possible, the actual family members and police officials have participated in recreating the events. What you're about to see is not a news broadcast.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, we examine one man's hunger for crime.
What would drive a man to break in through the drive-up window of an Arby's, fire up the grill and deep fryer, and proceed to make several meals for himself, munching as he worked, then bag it all up with some extra roast beef thrown in, leaving with nothing but a full stomach and an empty mind? It was summertime in Florida when a local Arby's realized they had been broken into the night before. But this was no ordinary break-in. The suspect in question did not steal any money or copper tubing. What he took was food. Not only did he take handfuls of loose roast beef, but he was even bold enough to cook his own version of Arby's signature meals. Though this entire thing was documented on video, the man has yet to be found. The suspect was identified to be a white male in their late 20s to early 30s, with brown hair, a brown beard, an incredibly clueless look on his face. Vacant, as if he had recently been lobotomized. He was wearing clothing that more than likely exceeded 3Xs in size, and was mushed into a blue sweatshirt, blue jeans, and a worn-out pair of old Skechers. Charges are not being pressed because the local police chief has decided that, quote, living in that body is punishment enough. But here at Unsolved Mysteries, we are more concerned with getting the whole story, the whole beef and cheddar, if you will, and are just so damn curious to not only see that entire footage for our own personal enjoyment, but also to finally have some answers to this roast beef burglar enigma. Someone watching tonight might have that one clue, that one vital piece of information to help. We have a toll-free number with operators standing by, so join me. You may be able to help solve a mystery. Shit.
A shit story.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that part again. So,
you want me to hold that?
No, this is fine. I'm just trying to like do six things at once. So join me. You may be able to help solve a mystery.
If you have any information regarding the cases presented tonight, please call 1-800-876-5353. If you wish, you need not give your name. 1-800-876-5353.
I watched that show a lot growing up.
Yeah, me too.
My favorite was when they had an update. And you know what? I really hope they have an update for that fucking tragedy of a story.
Me too. It happened years ago now, and there's still no answers. But
unbelievable. I mean, you've been selling shirts to raise awareness.
I've been trying to. Yeah. Roast beef burglar saw it.
Yeah.
Nothing. But I bet you if Robert Stack talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
In that fucking gravelly voice.
Yeah.
Tonight. It would work. But yeah.
He also he was also the host of this show called Rescue 911.
Really?
Where like he had the same cadence pretty much, and we would watch that show too, and he would always be like, tonight on Rescue 911.
Yeah, it's so mysterious. Yeah, like he's fucking great. Everything is so intense.
He's also in basketball too. That's
they did a fake unsolved.
Yeah,
Coop Cooper.
Yeah,
it's missing since.
He loves you. But or what? Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe hung himself by his neck in his fucking closet. Option number two: he's hanging from his neck in his fucking closet.
I like to watch that movie again. That's funny as shit. Yeah, that's a good one.
Throw on some unsolved mysteries sometimes.
Yeah. I can't believe they didn't pick that up, man. Hmm. It's a shame. It's a shame.
I can't believe I didn't nutter. You know?
Yeah. Nutter, barely butter.
Barely butter.
I can't believe it's not nutter.
Did I nutter? No, barely butter.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah.
So stupid.
No, I liked it.
Yeah, so that's another piece of gold that they didn't buy. Why wouldn't you want to talk about that story?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, man. It doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, nothing makes sense to me because I'm the best. I don't know. Not true.
You know what?
I'm just saying that because I'm trying to write something. I don't want to forget it, so I'm just saying what comes to my mind.
Yeah, no, I'm very curious. I just want to get my hands on that footage. That would be so much fucking fun to watch.
That would make me super hard.
I cannot even begin to imagine how fucking hilarious that footage is and how much fun the cops had watching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why hasn't that been released yet?
I know. Yeah.
Like, there's always,
yeah, they're not trying hard enough.
There's always shit online where it's like, watch this video, this security cam footage of this guy, this drunk guy,
yeah,
breaking into a place and doing this thing, and yeah, that one wasn't released.
Well, like, you know what it is? I think the fact that it occurred in Florida, and Florida has just so many fucking weird things happening.
That's true.
That
it just
all the time.
It just, like, wasn't the weirdest.
Yeah, yeah. If that would have happened in, like, fucking, I don't know, Montana, that would have been,
yeah,
fucking
yeah, talk of the town.
Yeah, that would have been number one on the charts for fucking weeks.
And they would have found him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They totally definitely would have, oh, found, yeah, him. In Florida, they're just like,
yeah, you don't fucked up my Arby's. They don't do that. We don't play that game. I'm on
the one Arby's we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This one's like, oh, we'll just go to the Arby's, you know, half a mile away from here.
Yeah.
We had Arby's for days in Florida.
It's true.
We even have Arby's for gays.
Ooh.
Gays only Arby's.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's very progressive.
Yeah.
But also
a little regressive.
A little rude. Yeah. A little regressive. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Gays only. Come on, guys. Yeah. Her tits are a disgrace on this country's history. Or whatever, yeah, he says. That's funny as shit.
So what do you got, up your old sleeve?
Yeah,
sleeve,
I got
Sleeve McQueen.
I wrote a little cold open for a cartoon, and I don't have.
This is your button when you need it, by the way.
Oh, you can you push it for me?
Yeah, I just timing wise, I don't.
I'll
know.
Just point to you.
Okay,
when
cool.
I'm done.
Yeah, I got it then.
But for the sake of my talents, I'm only gonna do one voice. And one voice for a character, and the other character is just going to be my regular voice.
Gotcha.
Because I'll confuse them, and I'm not a dynamic person emotionally. So just fucking deal with it, you pieces of shit.
He wasn't born in the USA network,
yeah,
okay?
No. That's true, yeah. No. So, all right. So let me find it. I think I found it. Okay. Here we go. All right, Bonnie. Things got a little out of hand in Viva Rock Vegas. They sure did, Fred. I caught Bam Bam snorting pixie sticks off a hooker's ass. Barney, I saw you use the Bellagio as a bidet. Yeah, Fred, they drained that thing faster than Betty drains my bank account. Yeah, Barney, you know what they say. Women be at the store spending a lot of money. I don't know, Fred. There's got to be a more concise way of saying that. That's for a better man to figure that out, Barney. Yeah, and when he does, he'll be a god, Fred, let me tell you. All right, Barney, you've been my best friend for 69 years, and I need you to do me a favor. Sure, Fred, you need me to make Mr. Slate disappear? I'd do that for you. No, Barney, I need you to... I'll fucking cut his fucking head off, and I'll bowl a 300 with that motherfucker, Fred. Just say the word. Jesus Christ, Barney, I don't... That's not what I need. All right, just focus, Barney. What Jesus Christ, I can't talk because I have AIDS. It's true. No, I don't. Jesus Christ, Barney, that's not what I need. All right, when we were in Viva Rock Vegas, Wilma and I decided to spy things up in the bedroom. Hell yeah, you did, Fred. What'd you do? Did you give her the old fossil fuel? Did you give her the pterodactyl wings? Did you eat that butt like you're an omnivore? Did you give her the land before time? Did you Jurassic Park it in her ass? What about the meteor shower? Did you make a bit of a mesozoic on her face? You know, one time in a cabin up in Vermont, Betty was giving me the old biped. God damn it. Look good, feel good. You know, one time in a cabin up in Vermont, Betty was giving me the old bipedal Pegasaurus. I mean, she was really putting the stank on it.
Pegasaurus?
She was giving the old Pegasaurus. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Pegasaurus.
Well, I did, but then I was like, don't say that.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry. I'm going to take that line one more time. Okay. You know, one time in a cabin up in Vermont, Betty was giving me the bipedal Pegasaurus. I mean, she was really putting the stank on it. And to be honest, Fred, it brought the whole family closer together. Well, that's great, Bonnie. But Wilma let me do what every man dreams about. But few actually get to do. No, you mean, yup, I gave her the old Jack Reacher. Wow, Fred, I'll never look at you the same. You're a god. I mean, I don't even think Tom Cruise has even done that. Oh, fuck. All right. I don't even think Tom Cruise has done the old Jack Reacher. Yeah, it's not allowed inside Scientology, Bonnie. Xenu is a bit of a cock blocker. He's a cock blocking bitch, Bonnie. But since Wilma let me do it to her, I need to repay her, and I need your help. Sure, Fred. Whatever you need, buddy, I'm here for you. All right, Bonnie, I need you to yabba-dabba-do my wife. Fred, buddy, I mean, are you sure you're okay with that? She wants to cuck me, Bonnie. Unless a man would say no and plea for other options. But after the old Jack Reacher, I'm on cloud 69, and I'd do anything to keep my wings from melting. Gosh, Fred, I mean, if you really want me to do it, I'll do it for you. Thanks, Bonnie. You're a true friend. So what's Wilma into? Oh, Bonnie, she's into some shit. Let me tell you. Really? You think I could yell Wilma into her butt? Bonnie, I mean, come on, buddy. That's how I kiss her goodnight. I mean, all right, Fred. How about I give her a second pearl necklace? You know, she's always walking around with those things around her neck. You mean a third? Come on, Bonnie. I give her one of those every day. Come on, buddy. All right, Fred. All right. You know, I've been working on a new move, and let me tell you what you think. You know how we kick our feet real fast to get our cars going? I kind of want to do that, but on some, like, titties. Bonnie, I'm sure Wilma would love to do that with you. All right. I got a good feeling about this. I got a good feeling about this, Fred. Me too, Bonnie. Me too. There's one more thing I want to talk to you about. How do you feel about making some vitamins out of ourselves?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That last part should be the theme song for the whole podcast.
Yeah. Imagine if I could read better.
Having a gay old time. Imagine that if I could read better.
Yeah, that joke would have, I mean, that bit would have killed. I mean, well, done better if I could read.
Why did Casey's cold open sound so cut up? That's because he doesn't know how to read. Kid can't even read.
Because he gets real nervous and he hates reading aloud.
Yeah. I heard it's retarded or something.
Pretty much. And,
I liked Pegasaurus. That's what,
yeah.
When you said Pegasus and you said it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Pegasaurus.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny to me.
Yeah. That whole bit just came literally from the phrase, "Will you yabba dabba do my wife?" And I was just trying to think of like catchphrases. I was like, "Yabba dabba do, will you yabba dabba do my wife?" Mm-hmm. How about a cold open where Barney. Where Fred asked Barney to cuck his wife. Hey. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Cucking is when you're in the same room, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You just got to watch it. Yeah.
We're in a dick cage.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Dick cage.
Yeah.
That's a thing, though. They have, like, cages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my when I hear cage, it obviously goes to Nick Cage. But yeah.
Send your dick to Alcatraz.
Yeah. There we go.
The rock.
Like
your cock to the rock.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, that would have been a little better if I could actually read.
Well, hey, that's why you're. That's why you write.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Someone else had to read them.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Robert Stack would have read that.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably could do a better Barney impression or a Fred impression than me.
No, he doesn't do impressions. He's only Robert Stack.
I was trying to like cook up like a Barney impression, but like they make him sound like a fucking idiot. And I
have not seen that in so long.
I was like, there's no way I could do a voice that where he doesn't sound like a fucking, like he has Down syndrome. So I was like, don't do that. Yeah.
The only
thing I could kind of say that sounded like Fred was when he says Barney, because he's like Barney. It's kind of like Boston. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Barney. Yeah, I love like in the fucking Wikipedia, it's like both gentlemen's wives love to spend money.
And gentlemen's wives, yeah, love to spend money.
Yeah, I was like, that's stupid as shit.
That's a weird thing to say too. Yeah. Like, About a fucking cartoon.
Fred's got a short temper, usually because fucking Wilma's spending all his fucking money.
Spending the cash.
Yeah. It's that dumb as shit.
Spent stacking rocks down at the old quarry.
Yeah. Fun times. But also, I feel like the reason those didn't get picked up because both of those shows are off the air.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that might be something we should look into when we're writing these. But, I mean, personally.
But also, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. Well, I was going to say.
Shit gets brought back so easily nowadays. Yeah. Hey. You never know. We're prepared.
Yeah. We're here for the comeback.
When it comes to knocking. Yeah.
We got the. You know what? I think the
Don't
reason.
Don't call it a comeback.
Call it a comment on my back. I think the reason they're not getting bought is because we're writing such good cold opens.
Yeah.
That they're actually hot opens.
Yeah.
Too hot. The rest of the episode can't stand up to it. And we've had people be like, "Hey, love the opening, love it. Can you write the rest of the episode though, so it'll stand up to the same, caliber of greatness?"
Yeah.
And we're like, "No, we just do the cold opens." So
we did that one time, and they shot it, and the film immediately caught on fire afterwards.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that shit is just too fire.
Yeah. And then we did it another time and they shot us both
in the face. Yeah.
and we're too good. Yeah, it's too good. They're like, you guys are too good to live. And then they shot us both in the face. And then I was like, that ain't even us.
Yeah.
That's just
some people wearing masks. We Scooby-Dooed your ass.
Yeah. How do you like that? Oh. Yeah. I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for your damn SIDS.
Yeah. There you go. You meddling SIDS.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of a Taco Bell commercial.
Ooh.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Wait. So I need you to say that again.
The guy who does the voice of the Taco Bell
dog. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
And Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life is also in Reno 911. I think his name's Carlos Vega.
Is he in Reno 911?
He's, I'll show you a picture.
He was Rocco?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's how, like, I think he got his start in like voiceover.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then he got Carlos, that guy. He also did stand up.
Oh shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know he was the Taco Bell dog.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's 302 things on his IMDb as an actor.
That's that crazy shit when people do voice work. That's so insane to see that at IMDb
Holy
credits.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, because he does stand up, and I watched his Comedy Central Presents.
I would assume it'd be.
But yeah, he's Rocco.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And the. I like that.
I don't know why that happened.
Whatever that was. Yeah. But, so dumb.
I didn't expect it to be so quick.
That's the best one. It's just super quick.
Oh my god.
We're not children.
But
don't
really,
I got a Rocco's Modern Life for you.
You know what I have to say about that is.
Yeah,
oh, exactly. Man.
Oh, why is it black right there?
Oh, there's nothing in those.
Oh.
It's because it separates the random parts from the ones that I've named.
Oh. Oh, interesting.
I hope you fart to your asshole falls out.
They call me Queen La Cuifa.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, you do.
We haven't been on the fart sound effects.
No, I'm sorry.
The fart soundboard in a long time.
For all the fart lovers out there. Ooh, we're back. The goddamn queen.
Oh my god.
Queen of the the damned. I don't know.
I don't think I have the whole loud one. The whole video.
Oh, that one's on the first one, I think.
Then the fucking.
That one.
She takes it.
I love that. Yeah. Wait, hold on. This is the other one, too.
It's the same one.
Oh, it is?
Those are the same ones.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The same one.
That's coming at you in four speakers.
Yeah, man. I don't think I have the whole log. I don't think I have where she was.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Oh, is that the same one as this one too?
I think it is, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's so stinky fart.
Wow. That was a queef.
Yeah.
It was a front fart.
Yeah.
Ooh. Front bottom mm-hmm. fart. Oh, well, not so subtle.
Well, we're
transition.
All warmed up now. Yeah.
Not so subtle transition into our next bit that we haven't gotten to in a very long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, that's my favorite.
Guys from Entourage.
That's literally, I think, one of the best videos to ever go online, dude. I was so, like, I showed that video to Alec one time, and he fucking died laughing. And then I brought it up like a couple months later, and he's like, "I don't remember." And I was like, "You motherfucker!"
He doesn't remember. Yeah. How do you not remember?
I was
that?
Like, "I'm gonna show you this."
Oh my god!
The next time we hang out, and oh my god, it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that was weird. Says it's a horse fart.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like horses.
Yeah, me neither.
It sounded like a. All right.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So you want to get into this bit?
All right, you guys. So here's this. I don't even think I said the title bit? To it. Yeah, but yeah. Who farted?
Yeah. Knock knock. Who's there? Who farted?
I'm thinking we should go on the other page because we might. I'm not going to remember.
More farts?
Yeah.
I have 57
but... random farts. Yeah. But this is the bit in which that we.
Play
a fart sound.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we tell you who farted.
Yeah. Guess who farted?
Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
Sometimes wet.
Yeah. Wet or dry.
It's some cut cheese.
Yeah.
That can be wet or dry.
Yeah.
It's cut cheese.
Yeah.
Cut and dry.
Cut the cheese.
Mm. Where did that come from? Just because cheese stinks? And
that's
the aroma
question.
Goes in the air when you cut it open because it's not hard.
Yeah, I don't, outside. I don't know.
Who cut the cheese? It's got to just be the aroma.
Yeah. Right. I don't know, man. I imagine back in the day, everything fucking stunk because no one fucking showered.
Yeah. Well, then how does the cheese... And then it's like, how are you going to tell if someone farted back in the day?
Could you imagine sucking a dick from the fucking 1500s?
No.
Oh, that's the dirtiest dick. That dick hasn't been washed since it was circumcised.
And dicks don't clean themselves either.
No. Yeah. Or they don't clean themselves or elves. But anyways.
Hey.
Let's dive into this thing.
You want to get the first push?
Sure. So we gotta figure out who did this. Who dealt it?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna smell it and figure out who dealt
we're
it.
We're gonna smell it with our ears.
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay, here we go.
Oh boy.
Hold on. That's in a bathtub, obviously.
I don't know if it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Is it?
Either a tub or it's someone sitting on a hard surface.
Or they're wearing leather.
Ooh, leather.
It just made me...
Leather daddy.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think I got it.
Yeah. Put some mustard on it.
Yeah.
It really put some mustard on it.
You got a guess?
I feel like we already said his name, but I don't know if we did. I think it's James Gandolfini.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That sounds like a meatball fart if I ever...
That's true. I feel like they filmed the movie Meatballs after.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong one. Ooh, that was a balloon.
What the fuck was that? It sounded like... That was a mosquito's fart.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with Gandolfini. Yeah.
That's what that homemade Italian cooking does to you.
Pussy. We're talking about pussy. That's a thing from The Sopranos.
Oh, I've never seen The Sopranos.
I watched the first two seasons. It's good. It gets a little weird because they're like, at one point he goes into a coma.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's all like dream shit. And yeah. I was like, fuck off that and die.
Weird. I don't like it.
But one of the characters' name is he's Big Pussy.
Oh.
And he's like okay. talking to his therapist and she's like, and he's like, yeah, so I'm talking to Pussy the other day. And she's like, Pussy? What? He's like, yeah, pussy. And she's like, pussy. He's like, yeah, pussy. We're fucking talking about Big Pussy right now. Oh, it's hilarious. I loved it.
I was whispering into a pussy the other day. What? Yeah.
And she's like, pussy? Oh, it's so good. I gotta find that episode because it's fucking king shit.
I don't think he's in a bathtub.
No, you know.
I think he's at an opera.
Ooh, yeah, after a spicy meatball.
Yeah, that's a spicy meatball.
He's in an opera. He's like, I'll tell you when it's over.
Yeah.
When my asshole sings, yeah.
When the fat brown eye sings.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, oh, shit, I just forgot. Oh, well, that's a spicy meatball, and then you're like, prove it. And he goes, oh, shit. And then he goes, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the opera's good because it's probably some leather seats, like some really overpriced fucking fancy ass seats.
See,
and you're just cutting the cheese.
Yeah, there's definitely fine cheeses there.
Yeah, some brie.
I don't know with a large person.
Sorry,
I don't know if you need the leather. You know, with big enough butt cheeks.
I don't think you need it, but I think
you create your own base.
Yeah,
you know, because it's got more. It's got farther to travel.
Yeah.
To get the sound out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. He's a leather daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past him. The leather ass cheeks.
Is it charcuterie? The thing that it's like a board of meat and cheese.
I think so.
Italian.
That sounds
thing?
Right.
Yeah. More like charcuterie, am I right?
Oh. Shart.
Yeah. Shark cootery.
You legitimately could have said fart cootery.
Oh, I know.
I almost said that. Well, because I was like, oh, shark, more like shark pootery.
Oh.
And then I was like, there's one sitting right in front of both of us.
Oh, it's the word that's the whole bit is based off of fart. No, shark.
You didn't even get the most obvious. And both of us, it's more like shark cootery. Oh, you mean like shark pootery? Yeah. And we're both dying laughing. And it's like, you know, you miss fart, right?
Yeah.
Fart cootery. How do you think? That one sounds like one that didn't stink.
Yeah, it was just one of those just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, I hope the fucking conductor didn't hear that and then threw everyone off. Yeah.
Oh,
for the pit orchestra.
I thought you meant of a train.
Of a train.
I was like, what are we doing on the train now?
All aboard. Next stop.
You know when you're on a train and you can barely hear what the conductor's saying through the overhead speakers, you're like, I'm trying to get to I'm trying to figure out where my stop is and this is what I hear.
Yeah.
You're like, did he
say next stop Fayetteville? No, he said next stop fill my pantsville.
Oh, there you go.
All right. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god.
Yeah, all aboard. I get on that train. Come on, ride that train.
We're farting.
Get right. Yeah, we're farting.
Come on, ride the train. You're only allowed to ride in the caboose on that train.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And the rest is filled with fart cooteries.
Yeah. All right, Gandolfini, man. I'm glad he left us with that. I'm proud of him.
That was a side order. Oh my god.
You want to pick this one? This next one?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So
yeah, that was definitely the drop.
From the drop? Yeah.
I was just naming a movie. One more.
Jesus Christ. This one's definitely from the future.
It sounds like a bumblebee.
Sounds like Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. Oh, he's like farting. A real fat.
He's farting. Yeah, he's farting as he drives by.
I was going to say it was Jerry Seinfeld and his character from the Bee Movie.
Oh, but, okay.
I can see Jeff Gordon. I can see Jeff Gordon. That sounds like his car.
It's actually
Dale
Earnhardt Jr.
Oh.
Or Dale Earnhardt Sr. Yeah. This is
right
this
before
is,
the wall.
This is what everyone heard right before he hit Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Yeah. I could see that. Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's so
crazy. That there's a sport where like you can just go and
die.
Then watch someone die.
Yeah.
And there and also not
what
only
other one
that,
can you do that with?
Not only well hockey, I guess, but like not only that, but like that sport just wastes so much gas. Like
look at all the gas we have.
Yeah, you're like, fuck off.
It's
so
really
stupid.
Shitty.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, like, we shouldn't burn fossil fuels because it's bad for the atmosphere. Let's just get a fucking Daytona 500 going, man.
But here we go. 500 of those.
Jeff Gordon, I don't, Casey Johnson, I don't know any, really.
I know, like, yeah. I know
the guy
Rusty,
who hit.
Rusty Wallace, was that one?
That sounds like it.
Rusty.
The guy who hit a guy on purpose, but then he didn't get charged because he said it was an accident, even though he clearly hit a guy.
What?
Yeah, there was a guy, he was, because it wasn't a sanctioned NASCAR event. It was Tony something. And he had
Tony the Crunch Campos?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know, we're on to you, Tony.
I knew it.
Yeah, he had a reputation for being a dick. And like he's doing a race on like a dirt track, and it's like during like he like ran a dude off the track, and the guy like came at him to yell at him,
yeah.
And he like tried to like spray dirt in his face, but he like revved his engine so hard that like when he like his car like flung to the side, and it was one of those like funny cars where it had like a big tire in the back, and the guy got caught up in the tire in the back, and he died, and he got away with it. He just got a fucking away with it.
It's because it was a goddamn goof.
Yeah, because he's like, I didn't mean to do it. And I was like,
I was just trying to spray him with
dude,
some dirt.
You literally murdered someone. Fuck off.
That like, was him. That was him. That was the
Tony
fart.
Tony the Cookie Crunch Campos.
That was
I know.
The fart he let, whoop.
Yeah.
That was the fart he let out when he killed that guy with his tire.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'm going to spray him with some dirt. See?
Yeah.
And then,
now you're dead.
Yeah. Or it was the fart of the. All right. As a NASCAR driver.
Spray you with some dirt from my dirter. My dirt.
My dirt hole.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a sad one.
Yeah, it got sadder.
Tony, I want to say it was Tony
tribute.
Something. I don't know, but yeah.
Tony Cannoli.
Yeah. What a dumb fucking sport anyways. But but that's been raining to the ground forever.
Yeah.
But yeah. It is really stupid, but yeah.
All right, so what do we think? Going with just anonymous NASCAR driver?
I don't think Jeff Gordon's good.
Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, it had a hint of Tide to it.
Yeah, that's true. You could tell he was farting past a sticker.
I just ate some Tide Pods.
Ugh.
You know, some stores are putting those in like a display case.
Yeah,
that's fucking
the
ridiculous.
Way they do like condoms,
dude,
and liquor and shit.
That's the condoms thing really bugs me.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Because I don't want to be like, hey, can you get this for me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable one time after I moved out here because if you lifted the thing up. I didn't realize. I thought they had a thing where the door was shut on it, but it was see-through.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it meant I had to call someone to come unlock it. And they came over, and they're like, no, you just open it. But when you open it, it just goes...
Oh,
Until you close it. No, it was at like a CVS, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I know at like Walgreens and stuff. And CVS, you can just grab them, yeah.
Not that CVS.
Okay,
it was the one right by us. That was
Kitty
corner from Ralph's.
Oh, yeah. The CVS down Melrose. You can just grab them.
Yeah. But I stopped going to it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to get yelled at when I'm trying to have safe sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so dumb. I'm fucking almost 30. Why am I embarrassed by that?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm over it now, especially because usually, like when I buy them, I'll buy them from Walgreens because it's not behind a case. And they have like deals where it's like,
yeah,
you buy one, you get the next pack half off.
Yeah.
But then the problem with that is I end up with like 40 fucking condoms.
Yeah,
I don't.
They have a pretty big shelf life, even though like even the expired ones are still good.
Yeah,
Yeah, I remember fucking growing up, and I would like go to throw my hockey gear in the back of my mom's car, and there'd just be boxes. And I'm like, "What's this?" She's like, "Oh, they're expired condoms that were shipping to Africa." And I'm like, "Oh, that's great, cool, yeah. Cool, mom. Can I put my fucking sticks on them?"
Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I buy so many at a time that it.
Yeah, I gotta. There's like a thing like 100. Is it 1-800 condoms or whatever?
Oh yeah, I've heard that. Ways of getting like free ones, or you just pay for shipping or something.
Yeah, I might do that.
But, yeah, but I just started doing this
specific brand. You know?
Like, yeah, yeah. No, that's why I get. Yeah, but yeah, I just started doing this thing where when I'm having sex, I'll just take it off and put on another one after.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I'll go through like six. Yeah. Just because I have so many.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of like
I get.
It's kind of like, you know, like spending a lot of money in front of someone to show them how much you have.
Yeah. Never wear the same sneakers twice.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, the tread's worn out on on this. Yeah. The ribs have worn out.
Baby, I got that money.
Yeah,
I got that fucking condom money. The ground is just
covered with condoms and condom wrappers.
Yeah.
Ew, wait, no, we're not going to have sex without a condom on. I'm like, oh, no, I know.
We're going to have sex with all the condoms on.
We're going to have sex with all the condoms on. Yeah, I'm just putting on a fresh pair. I found them to very considerate.
Yeah, I'm going to donate this. I'm going to donate this to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Secondhand.
Oh, boy. Just rinse it out.
Tell me more, was it full of...
My cum.
White.
Mm.
Did she? Whatever.
I'm not getting anything.
It's okay. Instead of fight, I was going to go with white.
Oh,
but I couldn't get there.
Put up a fight?
Yeah, instead of
that's
that.
That's also but I was one of the most haggard lines of white. That whole movie.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good. No. That doesn't age well.
No, it doesn't. It didn't. It wasn't aged well then
No. But. That's one of the, I hate that shit so much. Where it's like where they apply like standards nowadays to
stuff
like old stuff. Of course it's not, you fucking idiots. Like, yeah, I hate that shit.
So stupid.
Yeah. That's like the most like, hey, look at me, I'm a good person. Like, yeah like the fucking, you ever heard of
you
that?
You got offended by a movie from the fucking 60s?
Yeah.
That's when you know you have a fucking problem. Yeah. Like, that's when.
There's a new thing, I think they call signal boosting. It's where you like boast about how like, oh, like it's like if it'd be like it's like a thing where it's like, oh, look at this asshole, look at how bad of a person they are, I'm a good person. Like, so it's like it's like where you like put someone else down to like show how good of a person you are
to bring yourself up.
Yeah, I think they call it like signal boosting or something like that. Yeah,
teeter tottering.
Yeah, fucking, you know what I call
that's
it?
That's what it is.
Teeter totter bread and butter. What, you remember that? Teeter totter bread and butter. Stick your face in duty water.
What?
Oh, wow.
I never heard that. I didn't fuck around with teeter totters. I got atomic bombed once.
Yeah.
And then I was done with it.
What was that? Hold on. Say that all again.
I think it was called atomic bombed or something, where somebody holds you up at the top.
Oh,
and then
just
drops you.
Yeah. Okay. I remember Demetri Martin had a joke where it was like, when you're overweight, there's no such thing as teeter totters. There's only catapults, which is pretty funny.
I like that, yeah.
But yeah, you never heard teeter totter, bread and butter, stick your face in doo doo water? Wow.
No.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, come on. That's going to be the reason.
Well, I told you about that fucking like really haggard like Jingle Bells, Batman Smells thing the other day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Holy shit.
I think my town was just really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad and racist.
Or I heard like that. I heard those like once and I was like, that's not the one that I'm going to sing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to do that.
That's
one.
That's fucking dumb. Yeah. Yeah.
Even as a kid, it was like, I'm not doing that. I don't remember. Doo-doo water sounds familiar, but that's probably just from me being very immature now.
Yeah. I had the thing where I was like, there's like a bunch of like kids in my neighborhood, but they're all older than me. Like my brother's 2 years older than me, and then like they were like 2-3 years older than him.
Uh-huh.
And like it was always like, Cody, like you gotta have your, if you're gonna hang out with him, bring your brother along. So I was like, I'm fucking like six, hanging out with like fucking 15-year-olds, and they're like, you guys want to watch American Pie or whatever? Like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yes. I think you told me about that.
So yeah. So it's just like, I'm trying to like.
You got thrown in the deep end.
Quick. Yeah. I knew how to swear. I knew how to swear.
Thrown in the creep end.
Yeah. It was awful. But anyways, you know me. Exactly. Yeah. You want to do one more, or you just want to?
I think we can do one more, just real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead and pick one from down here.
Downtown.
From my ass.
Downtown, Duda Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
What?
Hold on.
Oh my god! You know what? I know who this is. This is. Oh, my
I have
god.
I have a guess.
Oh my god! It's what Uncle Sam.
Uncle.
The firework farts.
Oh,
yeah.
I was gonna go Jackson Pollock. I feel like there's some splatter.
I think it is Jackson Pollock.
No, I like Uncle Sam.
You know
I like,
what?
I like that firecracker. Hold on. Just sound. No visuals. Don't visualize anything. That's what I did. Just pure sound right now. Pure acoustics. Yeah, I can see. You know what it is? It's a firework that you light, and then it fell on its side, and it just squirmed around for a little bit like a goldfish out of water. Yeah, that's a firework if I've ever seen one.
It sounds like a wet one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He said the wrong thing first. He was like, I want poo. And then he farted and was like, no, not now.
Not that much.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's either Jackson Pollock.
If there was a canvas, it was Jackson Pollock.
If there was a canvas in the room, it's either Jackson Pollock, Uncle Sam, or... oh, fuck, I just forgot her name. God damn it. Animal crackers in my soup. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
God damn it.
Not even... No.
Who was that young actress? The blonde-haired, like... She was like the cute kid actress. Fuck. I was just going to make a joke about her tap dancing. It sounds like someone farting.
I have no idea. Legit have no idea. Jesus Christ, man.
What the fuck?
His undies are a fucking Jackson Pollock painting. That is just terrible, sir. Is it Brie Larson?
Shirley Temple.
We just talked about her. Tap dancing, that should have given it away. But no. Yeah. Jesus Christ in a chicken bucket.
I can't get over Jackson Pollock. Can I ever watch you make one of your famous paintings? I don't think that'd be a good idea.
What I do is I just shove a ton of paint up my ass. And I eat chili for a week straight. And I drink nothing but whiskey. And then let me tell you, my butthole goes a howling.
Oh, I make
you
so.
ever heard the poem "The Howling" by Allen Ginsberg? That's about my asshole. It's not about him being gay. It's about my asshole.
Because
at the end he goes,
"That's a true fartist."
This is how the world ends. This is how the world ends. Not with a bang, but a. Oh
my
Christ,
God.
Kill me now, please. I hope I die of AIDS.
Oh, I love that. It is a very very fun fact is that Jackson Pollock, Uncle Sam, and Shirley Temple all sounded the exact same when they farted.
That's true.
And when they died.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they died, they were all like...
They all sound like bitches, yeah. Bitches, I don't know why I said that. That was very nice. They all sounded like a...
I hope you fart to your asshole falls out.
Yeah. That was their dying words. And I was like, really, guys? You're like icons.
You're the icon farters.
And they're like, no, we just want to end on...
That was their last breath.
They call me Queen LaQuifa.
All right. Fine.
Their last breath.
Oh! Wait, hold on. What's this? It says farts couple.
Yeah, like a couple of farts.
Oh, I thought it was like a couple farting together.
No, I just wrote couple because it's like a couple of them.
Like a call and response. I like that. Yeah, the iguana fart. Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Dude, if I had an iguana and a fart like that, I would like do everything I could to keep that thing alive.
Like, why is your iguana in the bathtub so often? Because of this?
Yeah. You tell me why I shouldn't. I'll tell you why I shouldn't. Jesus Christ.
I can't even remember where I grabbed that clip from.
I don't know. That's fucking amazing.
I don't get how that happens. Oh my God, Uncle Sam.
I've honestly never had a fart Uncle like Spam. That before. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
I've had some bad farts, but I don't even know.
Not ones that are.
Yeah.
There's so many different things.
So many
happening.
Beats to it. Yeah. I don't even know how you like usually when you have a fart, you're like, okay, I want to push it out, and then it's just like there might be like a pause, but like that's four fucking pauses in one. Is that a cow with like two stomachs, and it's just like
it's a person with six buttholes.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, how many assholes do you have on you?
Well, let
instead
me
of extra nipples. He has extra assholes.
Why don't you count?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think it's hold on. I think there's six. Yeah.
That last one was like a
hold. Was it? Did you count five? I counted six. It goes poop, 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 right? Hold on.
The last one, I think it's five, but the last one's long.
If we could slow it down. Yeah, it's five.
Five,
it's
but
five.
The last one just, yeah. The last one has a little bit of a oomph to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson Pollock.
Jesus. I'll buy that Jackson Pollock farting painting for $5 billion, please. Sold to the fucking idiot.
It later comes out that he just hated anyone who would buy his art. Yeah. It was all a joke. Like, I fucking shit all of that out of my
I'm not an artist. I'm a fartist, fuckers.
Yeah, I shit it all. That all came out of my ass, you idiots. And now it's hanging in your walls. Yeah. On your walls.
How's that smell? Yeah. No, I didn't wipe. I sold my wipings for $69.
I wipe with
$69 billion.
The money you pay for my paintings.
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Hope
all right,
we
so
all
I
die
think
of AIDS.
That'll be the last one then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's perfect. Oh, that's a good beat. Yeah. I gotta rap over this.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, were Jackson Pollock paintings actually just different shades of his own shit?
Call in to the hotline if you have a tip. Update, they were. How's that feel, fuckers? My name's Robert Stacks.
Oh my God. All right. I can't get over the Jackson Pollock.
Good stuff, dude.
Okay. So we're now at that point of the episode. You know it, and we
I'm gonna fill you up.
Yeah.
And we blow it. Name that episode. Casey, you said you got a couple things written down.
Yeah. I wrote down I can't believe it's not Nutter.
Ooh, okay.
Nutter, barely butter. fart cootery.
Fart cootery, I like that.
And dills. And I want poo. Yeah. I like the idea of Uncle Sam pointing and he's got like shit on his finger. That's kind of funny.
Like the only thing I changed on the poster is that it says poo, but then he just has a little shit on his finger too. I like that.
Yeah.
I want poo or fart cootery. Are the ones that I think we should go with. I don't know. I like dills. But
yeah.
That's
a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
fart cootery or I want poo. Tune in to find out, fuckos.
Yeah. Follow at House Sadness to find out which one we choose.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those two. I'm going to need that sheet or have you write it down so that I can work on it.
Sure.
But, all right.
I don't know how to spell fart cootery, by the way. That's a hard one. Yeah. You know?
Just write fart, cheese, and meat plate. Fart cootery. well, that was it, you guys. That was the podcast. I apologize for everything, especially for being alive and being able to speak. Yeah, I mean, that's about it. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Do the Instagram thing. That's the most I post. And the
hostess with the postest.
Yeah, the hostess with the postest.
Sure.
And,
we all die.
You know, I don't post that much, but I should and I will and whatever. But, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I put Cassandra to sleep.
No, no, I was just breathing.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, I thought you were the O'Long Johnson cat.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt the need to catch my breath.
I like it.
I'm also gay.
Go to moistjunk.com, buy some shit if you want. There's a bunch of House Sadness stuff on there now, yeah, which is awesome.
Buy it, dickheads.
Go follow at House Sadness to see the episode images for every episode.
Yeah.
Post or whatever it's called. And and then check out our corkboard, teenage girl corkboard.
Yeah, dude.
Episode previews.
Corky Romano.
The Corky Romano Corky board.
Sure.
Check that out. And you guys French. Want some cookies? And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Casey_Saturn at everything. Respect my privacy. Buy some stuff. Rate and review. Tell your friends. Let's build an audience.
Yeah, hey, listen to it with a group of people.
Yeah,
you know?
Tell some fucking friends, man.
Make an event and just listen to them.
Why not?
Feeling lonely?
Yeah.
Put us on the big speakers and get yourself a couple of hentai body pillows.
Yeah.
And it's make some friends. Yeah. You know?
Some fucking.
Feel not so alone while you.
Feel so alone.
Yeah. Feel it so alone.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We love you. Thanks for listening. Yes, just tell some more people, please.
Please, please don't ever stop. I don't know. I'm kidding. Yep.